Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about money, and specifically about money as an extension of ourselves and how that plays out in your life. Before we get started today, a quick shout out to new listeners in Odessa, Ukraine. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you on board. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just click the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. So let's talk about money. This is a really fun topic. I'm not here to tell you what to do with your money. Necessarily, or what to not do with your money. What I am here to do is to help you understand your relationship with money, your connection to your money, to explore that connection to your money, to question the connection with your money, and to rewrite what you want that connection to be. It's about the nature and effect of money in your life and the nature and the effect of you on your money. So that's what we're here to talk about. So money is just an extension of ourselves. We can use it to create change and improvements in our lives. That's the big idea, right? But we can also use it to detriment ourselves or to sabotage ourselves. Spending and gambling to the point of addiction is far too common. But spending for the greater good has fantastic personal implications and is also very common. You can use money to create change and improvement in your life. You can use money to buy food, clothing, and shelter. But you could use money to forward your career. You can pay tuition to learn new skills, get a new certification or a degree that will help you get your dream job or maybe a better income. You can use money to improve your health with a gym membership or some visits to specialized doctors. Now, that's assuming you actually use that gym membership. You can even buy healthier food, which is not always more expensive, but it really can be. See, money well spent can bring you joy through entertainment, or a day at the spa, or a vacation to some beautiful, inspirational place. You might buy a trip to a spiritual retreat or a personal development workshop that pays emotional and life-changing dividends for years to come. But for as many ways as we might use money to improve ourselves and to improve our lives, we can also use it to detriment ourselves and to sabotage ourselves. We spend on any number of detrimental foods, drinks, and activities. We shop and we eat and we drink and we otherwise distract ourselves from our pain and frustration. I know there was a time when I used to do that too, so it's... I'm not pointing any fingers here. Sometimes we sabotage ourselves because we're just trying to ignore the fact that we're dissatisfied with our lives. But sometimes we sabotage ourselves because we subconsciously believe that we deserve to suffer. Sometimes we sabotage ourselves as a byproduct of our unwillingness to face our reality. But either way, it's a form of avoiding the hard work of seeing your truth and building the life that you really want. And that is how we sabotage ourselves. Now, spending as an addiction is an all too common extension of this denial and avoidance. Retail therapy, as they call it. It's a great distraction from your current reality. Finding something to buy gives you a temporary dopamine hit. It feels good right now. But it wears off quickly because your reality is still there and it hasn't changed. Now, spending in this way can become addictive because of that dopamine hit that you get every time you buy something. And the debt piles up as you say to yourself, I just need this. But no one purchase seems to relieve the issue for long. And the shame and the unworthiness pile up alongside the purchases, and it all drives you deeper into the sadness and frustration that started it in the first place. It's a vicious cycle. Now, stopping is best done if you find yourself in this situation. Stopping is best done all at once by canceling and cutting up all of those credit cards and operating cash only for a good long while until you change the underlying problems in your reality that are driving you to this. So if this is something that you tend to deal with, if you find yourself in retail therapy, if you find yourself buying things really as an avoidance for the real work of improving your life and making changes, you have to treat it like an addiction. Cancel those credit cards and cut them up. And go cash only. Oh, it's terrifying the first time you do it. Believe me, I was there. But it is absolutely liberating. And meanwhile, you need to actually address those underlying problems in your reality. What is it about yourself you want to change? What is it about your life you want to change? What is it about your work or your relationships that you want to change? And go change it, right? Remove the reason that the addiction began in the first place. And that's how I would approach that. Now, meanwhile, spending for the greater good can be a therapy of its own. Studies have shown that spending the same amount of money on something to benefit someone else, as opposed to something to benefit you, will actually give you longer lasting positive effects on your mood and your mindset than if you spent that same amount on yourself for temporary enjoyment. It's a really neat effect. Even spending just a little bit, a dollar, on someone else's benefit makes us feel wonderful. Like paying for the person behind you in line at the coffee shop. Or leaving an extra large tip to the waiter or the waitress are just a couple of simple ideas. And in this way, spending just a fraction on others pays dividends to your psychology. It makes you feel kind and worthy. It changes your view of yourself, and it changes your view of others. And that is what changes your underlying reality. Right? Because if you change your view of yourself and you change your view of others, you're going to change your entire underlying reality. And that's going to have a ripple effect. When you feel worthy, you will stop sabotaging yourself and you will start using your money to better yourself, to take care of yourself. And in all these cases, we see that money is just an extension of ourselves. It's not a separate entity. It's not this detached other. If you show me how you spend your money, I'll show you what stage you're in. The way that we use our money is an expression of where we are right now or of where we're going. It's an expression of how we see ourselves and how we see others. It is not separate from us. We are, in fact, deeply intertwined and connected with our money, and either in negative ways or in positive ways, but there it is all the same. It is not separate from us. So, some questions for you then. How are you using your money right now? What are you spending it on? Food, clothing, shelter, basics, obviously. What kind of food? What kind of shelter? How are you using your money to take care of yourself, of your emotional needs, of your physical needs, of your intellectual needs? Thinking about where you want to go from here, thinking about the future that you want for yourself. Let's say that differently. Thinking about the present that you want for yourself. Designing the life you want to have. How could you be using your money right now to help make that happen? Are there some skills or some knowledge or some certifications that would help make that happen? Do you need some equipment to make that happen? Do you need supplies for a future business? Do you need to change where you're living? Do you need to move somewhere smaller, somewhere bigger, or just more different? Somewhere with less taxes? Somewhere with a bigger population? This is all in how you're going to use your money to create the life that you want. And to do so in a way that treats you as worthy of whatever you design, and to treats others as worthy as well. So it's a good bit of homework then to take a look at how you're spending your money. If you do not currently make a spend plan or a budget every month, I recommend that you do that. First time you do that and you actually look at where all your money is and where it's all going, it's going to be terrifying. Okay, do it anyway. Get a grip on where your money is and where it's going and why it's going there. Why? Why are you spending it that way? And is that going to get you where you want to be? And if not, change it. Choose to do differently. And if change is scary, then choose to do differently just for maybe a month and see what it feels like. Just 1 month, 4 weeks, or 30 days. We're going to do different and we're going to see how it feels. And if that's hard, just try it for 1 week and do different and see how that feels. Right? Treat it as an experiment. Hey, we're going to try this. And if 1 week feels good, we're going to do another week. And if that feels good, we're going to do another week or another month. And change it up so that your use of money starts to come in line with who you want to be and the life you want to have later. I know I make it sound easy. It's not easy. I get it. It's not easy because we are attached to our suffering and we're attached to our self-sabotage because ultimately we don't think that we're worthy. But you are. Use the link in the show notes and let me know what changes you choose to make, what you choose to do differently. There's no right answer here. There's only what's right for you and where you're trying to go. So let me know how it goes. Let me know how I can help. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete